In the United States today, almost half of American adults between the ages of 20 and 50 report tooth sensitivity. If you Google tooth sensitivity, you'll find a list of incredibly well-selling toothpastes that cover up this pain, but they won't solve the underlying problem. In fact, the makers of Sensodyne toothpaste, GlaxoSmithKline, state on their website that tooth sensitivity can never be reversed or disappear. Now, I'd like to suggest that if you want to prove them wrong, you need to make a few simple changes and add some xylitol to your day, and I believe your sensitivity problems can reverse and disappear within a week and potentially stay reversed and disappeared forever. Now, I know what they're trying to say, and maybe I'm teasing a little bit here because oral health definitely is a dynamic process. What goes on in our mouths creates damage that is then hopefully very quickly reversed. And in the reversal and the rebuilding of enamel that happens all day long, every time we eat or drink during the day, there is this fluctuation between breakdown of the enamel and rebuilding of enamel. Sensitivity occurs when there is more breakdown than there is repair. It's as simple as that. And the goal for somebody with sensitive teeth is to reverse that, to have more repair than you have damage. And when you make those changes, which are, as you understand, under our own control, our habits, our eating patterns, and what we use to care for our teeth, is a personal choice. So if you make good choices, you absolutely can reverse this kind of sensitivity that can be incredibly painful. And the reason that teeth become sensitive, the main reason that teeth become sensitive, that sometimes it's after a filling's been put in, and that's a little bit different. But the majority of people are suffering sensitivity because they have damaged a vital protein layer that has virtually been ignored in the dental world for 50 or more years. And it's an uncomfortable problem because dentists have focused on teaching their patients to remove and dislodge biofilm. And I'm understanding again, the reason behind that is that infected biofilm, when biofilm becomes infected, it puffs up and becomes the very damaging matter that sticks on your teeth and is known as plaque. The other side of the coin, however, is that healthy biofilm is an incredible protection to our teeth and our gums and our whole mouth health. And there are studies to show that when you damage this biofilm, and there are various ways I'll go through in a minute that you can damage it. Once it's damaged, it leaves the skin of your mouth prone to ulceration. It leaves the tooth surface able to be more easily physically damaged by brushing and tooth grinding. If you've been told you grind your teeth or you've been told you've brushed your enamel away, I would debate that the problem wasn't so much the tooth brushing or the tooth grinding, but that it was the fact that something in your diet or your habits has damaged this healthy biofilm. It's kind of like a car without any engine oil. If your teeth are grinding and they have no slick protein film to protect them, they will wear away. So this protective film is like, there are lots of analogies, the wax on your car protecting the delicate paintwork underneath. The oil in an engine protecting the mechanical parts when they move against each other. And this film also is extremely protective when we eat foods that have chemicals or spices in them, for example. It will protect your teeth from attack by these spices and other things that can attack our teeth. And it also protects them from from temperature changes. So, of course, your teeth may feel sensitive to hot and cold things if you have lost this healthy biofilm. Now, the top things today that damage healthy biofilm, and it's ironic because the very toothpaste company that makes Sensodyne is right there here making the tooth bleaching and whitening strips, the peroxide and the baking soda, the abrasive tooth powders and pastes. All of these things are the main reason that people today are suffering from sensitive teeth. If you bleach your teeth, you will shrivel up your biofilm almost instantly. And that is a tragic thing for a younger adult or a child to do, because this healthy biofilm is also essential if you are trying to rebuild your teeth or build your teeth. A newly erupted adult tooth requires this biofilm in order for it to direct the minerals for the tooth to finish hardening properly. So parents, I beg you to understand the value of biofilm for your children and your young adults. And I know everybody wants to bleach their teeth, but that's a topic for another post, but it can easily result in tooth sensitivity and gum recession because the damage it does to this biofilm layer. Now, the other reasons for biofilm shriveling up and disappearing can be if you have a dry mouth and you breathe through your mouth a lot, if you have allergies and sinus problems, or you're taking medications, or you drink alcohol at night and go to bed with your mouth open, you're asking for biofilm damage, and of course, smoking. Acidity exposure, if it's prolonged or it's repetitive, for instance, if you're sipping drinks, and today we have a lot of carbonated fizzy waters, many of them have citric acid in them, sodas, juices, these things are going to damage healthy biofilm if you sip at them or expose your teeth to these drinks late at night or for prolonged periods of time. So if you've already done damage and you want to regain and reestablish healthy biofilm, the quick things I would say is get started with frequent use of xylitol, Zelli's oral health supplements. If you take them right after every meal, every snack, every time you drink, they stimulate a flow of healthier, more alkaline saliva that will help to put minerals back into your teeth, and at the same time help to rebuild healthy biofilm. You need to use oral care products that work in harmony with xylitol if you want to rebuild this biofilm. Be aware that many products out there will work against you. And the products that I recommend, of course, are my Complete Mouth Care System products that support the development of healthy biofilm. And people using my Complete Mouth Care System and doing adequate xylitol, controlling their habits, will usually find sensitivity has gone within a week. Now, I get people to stop flossing and increase the time interval between dental cleanings, if that's possible, because that will also help encourage the development of stronger, thicker, more healthful biofilm. And this is really important if you have a dry mouth. So you want to really remember all these things and put them together and you'll see the results. Now, if you have nasal allergies and a nasal problem, you may want to use a xylitol nasal spray to help you with your breathing, clear your nasal passages effectively. And put all this together, and within a week, my hope for you is that sometimes months or years of sensitivity will go away. So good luck with reversing your sensitivity. Realize that if you're under more stress, the stress can make your mouth more acidic, and so you have to work a little harder or be a little more patient. And I know that many people are in a stressful situation right now. So many, many people have tooth sensitivity at the moment, but I am here to give you some really good tips for reversing this and making that darned old sensitivity that's so uncomfortable disappear.